You're listening to The Loyalty Minute, the show that helps you build better customer loyalty and more valuable user engagement with your host, Rob Gallo. Welcome, loyal listeners, to today's episode of The Loyalty Minute. I'm your host, Rob Gallo, and today I'm eager to chat with our special guest, Sean Donnelly. Sean is a full-time loyalty consultant who brought his New Jersey attitude down to South Florida to consult for local loyalty platform Five Stars. Welcome to the show, Sean.
Thank you so much, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Great. So for those listeners who don't know who you are or what Five Stars is about, perhaps you can give a little bit of background about yourself first, and then we'll get into what Five Stars is and does.
Perfect. Yeah. So, you know, as you brought up, I was born and raised down in central New Jersey. I came down to South Florida about 10 years ago. And from a professional standpoint, you know, I've been in a different types of sales positions themselves. But I've always had one goal in mind with my customer base, and that was repeat business and customer engagement with them. Back through my college days, about 8 years ago, I created a personal loyalty system for Verizon Wireless, where I would reach out directly to my customers to ensure that they were coming back, make sure that they were happy, and make sure that we took care of any needs that they have. That led to referrals and different things like that. So, you know, fast forward to 2020, here we are with Five Stars. And, you know, since joining the customer loyalty and the customer engagement space, I just feel like it's more rewarding than any endeavor that I've had in the past. You know, I'm now able to strategize and be hands-on with local and even, you know, national businesses, not so local business owners, by providing, you know, real-time live data for them to really understand the customer base and increase frequency of visits through your store. With that being said, you know, I would love to show you some strategies that, you know, we provide businesses to have true communication with each customer that walks in the door, and even some ways that we can, you know, gain customer attention, not even physically being in the store.
Awesome. Okay. So what we'll do though, first in the program, I want to ask you the first question, but the first question is, are you a game show guy?
I love them.
Okay. So Jeopardy is my favorite game show. And what we do in the format of the program here is we try to ask questions or answer questions in the form of a story. Okay. So people identify with stories more than they do with abstract statistics. So like just before we started, I hit the record button. We were talking about a couple of different stories that resonate with me. So I want to get Sean Donnelly's explanation of loyalty, what it means to you. And if you could answer it in the form of a story, that would be either a positive or negative form of customer loyalty.
Okay. I like that.
So fire away. Let me know. So first of all, what do you think customer loyalty, what does it mean to Sean Donnelly?
That's a great question, Rob. This is something that a lot of businesses question throughout their each one of their unique journeys. Essentially, customer loyalty to me is a long-term relationship building. It's a way that you can appeal to your customer and reach out to them at the right time and the right place with the correct message and really form that interpersonal communication with your customer directly in a non-intrusive manner, of course.
Yeah.
Besides that, it's really including the right time, the right message, but, you know, feeling valued in this world that we live in of competition, you know, that there's multiple different coffee shops, multiple different pizza places, but what's making your personal business, what's bringing that to light and what's making you unique to the customer out there?
So let me hear an example. Like what we talked before, I hit the record button again. We talk about, let's say, Apple and Samsung in comparison there, or Microsoft and Apple just in the computer space, or Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks. Mm-hmm. So what's a brand that Sean Donnelly, uses?
Yeah, of course. So that's funny that you brought it up. Starbucks is something that, you know, I constantly go to for the reason of the Starbucks Rewards app. They make me feel like I'm valued. They make me feel like my dollar is worth something. Now, yes, since the competition has gotten stronger and tighter throughout the years, Dunkin' Donuts has their own app. And, you know, and now we're looking to bring that type of technology to the mom and pop shops across America. You need good service, you need good product. But the best part about it is, you know, having that communication directly with the customer, constantly tapping them on the shoulder, making sure that they don't forget about you is key to success in the current business environment that we're in.
So what kind of interactions do you have with the brands that you do business with on a personal level that resonate with you that you say, you know, this is the reason that I do business with this company?
Yeah. So locally, I mean, when I leave, I have a local pizza spot that I really like. It's called Amory's. You know, whenever I leave there, they give me a little thank you text saying, hey, you know, thanks for coming in today. Feel free to use this reward on your next visit. That makes me feel as if, you know, hey, I contributed to the business that day, and they actually value and honor me, and they want me to come back. So just like simple communication via technology, of course, because in the current world we live in, I mean, mailers and emails, they kind of get lost in translation. I actually found a really cool statistic that, you know, the average office worker is opening about 100 or receiving about 121 emails per day. Wow. When the average millennial is receiving about 67 text messages per day. Now, in this case, email does win by volume, but according to the data, email open rates are about 20%, when text message open rates are about 98%. Hmm. So I find personally that, you know, reaching out to me via text or via push notification has been most useful with my engagement experience.
Yeah, because I mean, when you get the text, you think, all right, you almost feel obligated. Mm-hmm. Right? You feel like you have to answer it, and you have to clear your inbox or your message box. But email, yeah, I know what you mean. It's almost like junk mail. You get lost in the sauce.
Correct. There's just too much of it going on out there. But having that little one or the two next to your text message box, people want to get rid of that and open their messages. So,
yeah. So in your field, what are some of the pain points that you think clients or potential clients are having that Five Stars would solve?
Yeah, good question, Rob. You know, there's two points I like to make here. You know, the biggest obstacle I see with businesses trying to allocate or set up their first customer loyalty program is really from their technology standpoint. Also, number two, you know, stubbornness to trying new things and to you know, exploring different options. Some people are closed-minded to it, but being open to it and seeing that there are ways that are updated. You know, sometimes there's just a better way to reach your customer more directly and, you know, in a better incentive.
Yeah.
So, you know, when it comes to like mom and pop's shops, the main core of our business, there's just not enough resources, not enough financial backing to create your own, you know, application and create, you know, all these different things that are out there, right? And, you know, we're really valuable to our merchants ourselves because the back end of the program is so simple, right? Being able to change the promotions that are being sent to your customer is super simple. Click of a button, literally. So, you know, I find that it's easier to, with the ease of use, right? Like we went back to talking about Samsung and iPhone. A lot of people like iPhone because of the fact that it's simple. One click of a button gets you to what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Now, there are the Samsung users out there that like to have multiple ways to do one thing. But we like to make sure and to make it as easy as possible for the consumer as well as the business owner themselves.
Yeah. Do you have any sort of fully managed solution whereby, let's say, you know, I have a pizza place in a shopping mall and I'm competing with the other ones that are within 5 miles, the Ray's Famous Original in New York City, right? There's got to be at least 500 of them. But how do I, you know, I'm busy making pizza. I don't have time to manage all this other stuff. It's just one more thing on my list.
Correct. That's a great point. We actually have something called Autopilot, which is, as it sounds, it's something super simple to set up. We have different campaigns that are sent out for first-time customers, for people that haven't been in for 30, 60, or 90 days. We even have campaigns that send out on people's birthdays to say, hey, happy birthday from your favorite pizza place. Come on in and get a free cannoli. You know, so every message has to be delivered at the proper time. And we found that having these predetermined algorithms, we found that that's the best way for you as a business owner to do what you need to do for the business. But number two, to rest assured that your customer is getting that message that you want to be conveyed.
Hmm. All right. Well, without getting into too many specific details that might be proprietary, can you think of any success stories or like a case study where the implementation of a loyalty program from a smaller type of business really helped it blossom?
Correct. Yeah, of course. So I actually have a business in mind. It's called Crocante Cafe down here in Coral Springs, Florida. They were actually having a problem between the hours of 3 to 5 p.m. a lot of coffee shops slowed down at that time, but they're still open. They're still paying for customers, or I'm sorry, they're paying for employees to be there. And, you know, they're paying for electricity to keep the place running. The way that we were able to alleviate, you know, to bring in more people during that time was that after a customer checks in 3 or 5 times, it unlocked a coupon that was only able to be used between those hours of slow times. By giving them that power, by giving them that coupon, which was, you know, pretty hefty, 25% off your whole purchase, they were able to drive in and increase volume 30 to 40% in the first couple months of implementing this strategy.
That's awesome. I mean, yeah. I mean, 75% of the whole net sale is better than 100% of zero.
Correct. I agree with that.
No one's coming in, they're not making any money. Yeah. Right. So that's more on a transactional basis, right? And it seems like some of the listeners that we have are run the gamut, both, you know, small mom and pop shops, and then we have enterprise solution people that are thinking about loyalty on a grand scale where they have, you know, 5 or 10 million users in their loyalty program. And then they're thinking about how does brand loyalty translate in that respect. So you think about, you know, again, a small mom and pop pizza shop or something, a florist, how do you go about, I mean, maybe it doesn't, maybe 5 stars is exactly that, just the technology. It's not the brand building exercise of it. But I guess if you're getting in front of the existing client base with the message, it's your brand resonating with them that, hey, you're speaking to me directly. If I say, hey, Sean, you come in on Wednesdays between 3 and 5, I'm going to give you 25% off. It makes sound like an exclusive offer.
Correct. Right?
So it's like going above and beyond for each one of your customers.
100%. And we love helping them too. We give them a dedicated account manager. They also have different ideas and solutions that we love to provide. Like, you know, blasting out a message to your whole customer base about Taco Tuesday or Whiskey Wednesday or Tulip Thursday. You know, there's all different types of promotions out there, and being able to stay current with your customer base in the world that we live in, it seems to, even when you look at marketing campaigns, it seems to work really well for customer base.
Yeah. You brought up a point before that people don't like change. And you know what? It's really innate in humans to kind of dig in their heels. And I'm guilty of it. I mean, when Windows came out, you're too young for this, but Windows 3.1 was like the overall operating system. Then Windows 95 came out. And again, I know I'm dating myself, but I was so entrenched in Windows 3.1. Why? Because I knew what to expect. It's an old saying too. Someone would sit down through a crappy movie just to understand and find out what happens at the end, because they're like, all right, well, I can't leave. So back to the loyalty side is when I was using Windows 3.1, I knew what to expect. And when I had to change, I was like, oh, the unexpectedness of what could go wrong is just something that most people don't want to deal with. So that's why status quo is probably your biggest competitor.
Correct.
I said that one time to somebody and he's like, status quo, is that an agency? I never heard of it.
Sounds like a good thing. But you know, when it comes to updating technology and updating to certain manners, I actually had a local ice cream shop that had a punch card system. Mm-hmm. Punch cards don't do what 5 stars can do for you. Punch cards aren't going to vibrate in your pocket if you haven't been there for 30 days. Punch cards aren't going to reach out and say, happy birthday, Rob. You know, that's not going to happen. So when people are narrow-minded to not, you know, updating their technology, I mean, you could get left in the past. And my point I'm trying to make is that, you know, the way to reach a customer has changed drastically since, let's say, the 90s, right?
Yeah.
Mailers used to be really big, you know, newspaper ad articles, things like that. Everything's converted to digital. So really, you know, I want you to do one thing. Anyone that's listening, I want you to look at the people that are coming into your store. Tell me, out of the first 10 people that walk in, how many of those people are on their cell phone, mm-hmm. right? It's the best way to reach somebody. There's no denying it. You know, mobile communication is the number one form of communication nowadays.
So, you know, that sort of dovetails into the next question, which is, what does the future look like in Sean Donnelly's mind for loyalty at a grand scale?
Yeah, I mean, tying the whole transaction together is really what we're trying to achieve. You know, really turning every transaction into a relationship is the goal. In a futuristic solution, I mean, the reality is the future's here. You know, we're able to reach out to these customers based on their behaviors. We're able to form that database for you and promote you by cross promotion of different tablets across town. You know, just being said, that the future, we want to continue cultivating it. We want to make it better and better each day. What I would like to see is maybe a product. Let's say I like the coffee with caramel in it. Maybe a new caramel type of dessert comes out on the menu, and the software will be able to send out a promotion saying, "Hey, come try this because we know you've tried, you know, something similar in the past." But yeah, moving forward in the direct future, tying the payment processing directly to the sign-up process that's seamless is really our goal. And as well as, you know, at the same time, we're able to boost tips for the customers or boost tips for the employees themselves, as well as eliminate waste by digital receipts. So no more printing out receipts and buying printed paper.
Does it tie into their existing POS, or do they need something different?
In many cases, it does tie into the point of sale. Nice. We even work with leaders like Clover out there as well.
Great. All right. So then I sort of know the answer to it, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What sort of actionable advice could you share with our listeners that they can implement today, right here and now, to help them attract and retain more customers?
I'd say, quite honestly, just be open to change. You know, from a standpoint of everything else in the world, I mean, a lot of things are changing. Updating your ways and kind of just implementing a strategy that you have to understand your customer in order to really take it to the next level. Retaining customers, like I said before, you need good product, you need good service, but the technology behind it helps tie it all together. So just being open to having that in your portfolio of marketing or advertising is something that I could recommend.
Awesome. All right. So if listeners want to get a hold of you, Sean, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, so I'd love for anybody listening to this, whether it be a consumer that wants a loyalty program for their favorite local business, an employee for a local business that thinks this might make a difference, or even business owners, feel free to reach out to me. You can reach me on linkedin.com/Sean, SEAN-Donnelly, DONNELLY. You can reach me directly on my cell phone as well, 954-218-2354. And I'd love to, as a last note here, just, you know, I'd love to make it available for everyone to have a free 20 to 30 minute consultory session with myself, so that we can kind of dive into ways that you're currently reaching out to customers and see if there's a more productive way of doing it. You know, they say everyone works better in groups. So, you know, together we can strive to love local.
Yeah, that actually, I'm thinking about it now, maybe even an interaction with a chamber of commerce at a local location network for a Main Streets now, which are hurting obviously with the Amazons and the Walmarts of the world. So that's interesting. I'll put all that information in the show notes. I want to thank you for your time, Sean. I appreciate you coming on to share your customer loyal insights. I also want to thank our listeners for being loyal listeners, investing some of their valuable time with us. If you feel you reached some value, received some value in the show, we would definitely appreciate a 5-star review on your favorite podcast streaming service. If you know someone else who you think might find value from listening to the program, please do share. To reference this and any other loyalty information, please visit theloyaltyminute.com. Enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for your next edition of The Loyalty Minute.